I get paid large sums of money to kill children. I'll let that horrific sentence sink in before I tell you what I really do for a living. More specifically, I move children from horrific situations with parents, guardians, and wicked people, and place them with someone who will watch over them, take care of them, not want them dead. How and why do I do this? We'll get back to the nitty-gritty in a bit. For now, how much money to kill my daughter? I frowned and stared at the man. Without an answer, I walked to his office desk and sat down in the guest chair and motioned for him to join me. I put my satchel on the floor within easy reach. He took his time, trying to seem casual, walking around his desk and dropping into his chair. I noticed things. A picture of his daughter was on the filing cabinet to my right. His hands were shaking, and he couldn't make eye contact. He was sweating, despite the air turned down low, and when I'd first walked into his office, I noticed his secretary was not at her desk. John Caruso was one of the big-shot lawyers in Philadelphia, but I would be stupid not to do my job and figure out the background of a potential client before we met. This guy had a couple of red flags, and I was going to have my due diligence with John before we went any further. I chuckled without humor and sat up in the chair. If I'm not mistaken, you just asked me how much to kill your daughter? He nodded, his hands on the desk. When he moved his right hand to his phone on the desk, he stopped, his hand shaking. John was wearing a dress shirt. It most likely cost as much as my entire wardrobe, especially what I was wearing. He was sweating so badly I could see his chest hair through it. Me? I was calm and casual. In the movies, the killer is always dressed smartly. Expensive Italian suits, diamond-studded watch, shoes like butter, and worth the cost of a Porsche. I was wearing a pair of jeans I'd bought at Walmart, a black t-shirt that came in a pack of three, and boat shoes. Very comfortable, but not butter comfortable. The most expensive thing I wore was the gold chain and cross around my neck, a gift from my deceased mother. The pen on this guy's desk cost more than everything I had on, even if you added in the cash from my wallet. I was sure his phone had every app imaginable to mankind, and he didn't worry about his monthly bill.
"Don't play with me, Mr. Aaron. You know exactly why you're here," John said.
He sat up and his hands stopped shaking.